You already know, baby. You already know. Day 4 of 7 days. The homie J.A. sitting at the desk. 4.02 p.m. Thursday, April 25th. We got a mate sitting next to a microphone. And we about to motherfucking drop a message. What's up? What's up? Yes, said it. Yes, said it. You think I'm tired? I love speaking. And I hope that you're able to hear the other messages. Or at least one of them. Because I don't really do 7 days in a row. So man, it feels good to get to that point, man. I just want to dive into this one because, you know, these topics have been going long, you know, and I want to keep them shorter because, I just want to be a podcast that's like nuggets of truth. You know what I mean? Like little nuggets, like little chicken nuggets. How do you like your chicken nuggets? I personally like putting honey on my chicken nuggets. I think it makes them taste better, but, yeah, I just want them to be like little nuggets, little honey filled nuggets that just, you know, in the scriptures, wisdom is always tied into honey. And I just want to be like honey, baby. That's it. And while we're at it, we might as well talk about the honeys in our life. Because today's question, gosh, this was a, I mean, this is what happens when you're on social media and you really open yourself up. Like, people write things. And this is one of my boys. He wrote this. And it's such a good question, and we're going to attack it head on, baby. And we could all participate in this one. But guess what? You can't talk. You can only listen. So I wish you could talk, but you're going to just have to listen in, guys. All right, so the response was, and I can't remember, what did I write? I said, if you could tell a podcaster to talk about anything for the next episode, what would it be? And what is written for today's topic is things you have learned from previous relationships. My, oh my, we can open up a series, can't we? A series within a series. But we're going to keep it light, even though it's a heavy topic. Because I think with everyone, right, it's a heavy topic. Like, when would I ask anyone in the world who's had relationships with the opposite sex and be like, yeah, things you've learned. Oh, that's light. Yeah, that's light. No, they're all heavy. Because relationships and the question, previous relationships, meaning they're not in relationship anymore, that would have meant that there was separation, that would have meant there was pain, and that would have meant there was suffering. And so that's how we grow, right? So everything about us, you know, I think it was last episode, all these days are blurred, but I was talking about the wounds within a man, and it was women and his father, right? These are big wounds that are present within the heart of a man. And some of my biggest growth has come from previous relationships. There is no better pre-workout mix than heartbreak, baby. There's no better pre-workout mix. You can be laying in your bed at 4 a.m. without any fucking sleep and just ready for that phone call, ready to see that girl. You would just come to life, wouldn't you? I mean, it depends how the relationship ended, but I'll say for previous relationships, I'm not one to leave somebody, and some of that's my weakness. I'm the type to like just hold on to the end. Like, I'm a bitch when it comes to that. I'm pretty weak, and I need to get better at that. Like, it's hard for me to end something, and I'll just like run it into the ground till it's dying, till there's like no flowers, just dirt and soil, and it's just like a big old hole. And it was a tree there, but you know, it's just all the way gone. And she's kind of got to be the one to be like, all right, like, you know, if she's really nice, she's just try to like, we'll try to mutually find our path. And even then, I'm like, are you sure? You know, I'm just got to be honest with my podcast peeps. It's just hard, man. It's just hard. I think some of it is turned in from some childhood wounds that I've had of being left or something like that, or not feeling good enough, or that I had to perform, or just never always believing in a second chance and redemption. And it just ties into my faith and how God never gives up on us. And like, I just never want to give up on love. And that ties into romance, and it ties into my identity. And it's something that I need to grow in, where I need to be able to say goodbye to somebody. But I tell you that as a little, you know, intro here before we get into more of the meat of it, because yeah, I've always like just held on to the end, and any girl I've been with has to be like, yeah, like I think this is better for both of us. And then, you know, so that's how relationships have previously ended. I'm not in a relationship right now. I'm trying to think in my head right now of how open I want to be, right? Yeah, I mean, my ex listens to my podcast, so that's just awkward. Not always. Sometimes she does. But, you know, I think I've said I love you to three girls in my life. And I'm not going to just go through every relationship and talk about each one. I think that's just weird. I'm going to give you, like, a general just overtake of it all. So there's number one, there's number two, and number three. And I think when I say I love you, like, it's because I'm yours forever, right? That's my mentality, like, as I was referring to earlier. And that's why I don't give it out that much. And so when I'm thinking about previous relationships, I'm thinking about, you know, those moments. You know, I'm thinking about those people, even though there was, like, probably other, like, you know, I guess summer romances along the way or whatnot, right? Like, we've all had. But I'm talking about the deep ones that cut to the heart. And, you know, for me, I think every single relationship that I've been in and that you've been in, you would have to come to the conclusion that, you know, it makes you a better person in the end. And I've heard that when I talk to people, you know, that are divorced or, you know, lovers and it just dating, it didn't work out. Like, no matter how bad it was at the end of what you thought was the end and the end of that and the end of that, no matter how messy it gets, at the end of the day, you're sitting by some campfire with a glass of wine in your hand and you have to come to the conclusion that it made you a better person. And this is the beauty of human relationship. When it goes wrong, is that life, God, however we can describe it, has a way of taking all of the brokenness and making something beautiful out of it and making us into better people. So no matter what damage has been done to somebody, or no matter how bad something ended, or no matter what occurred, it makes us better people. It turns us into better humans. And that's good news for anyone that's going to go into another relationship. Even though the night will become very dark, the morning will be glorious and it will become good for you. And maybe the night never gets dark because that is your partner and you do find the one, or you are with the one right now, right? Like, you can only reflect back on previous relationships. But regardless, like, anything that any relationship with somebody, and I want to even say romantic or non-romantic, that goes sour and that ends bad, it in the end will make you a better person, right? And I want to say, like, it always has the power to do that, but some people choose to not receive it, right? Because they can't reflect, and this is like yesterday's message, right? They can't reflect in the times of suffering. But to me, relationships are very much like mirrors, and they expose us. And a lot of the times, the problems we encounter in a relationship, even if that person is 100% to blame, there still is a reason and a suspicion as to why it even bothers you. Even if it's outright wrong, it still bothers you into a place where, like, you feel like it's going to break the relationship open, right? So people, like, they expose us in their wrongdoing, or maybe they're just being themselves and they're not doing anything wrong and it's irritating us, or, you know, they actively said something or did something. But we all come into a relationship wounded and broken. None of us are, like, 100% healed, right? That's fairy tale stuff where you have to finally, like, heal yourself and you're all perfect and now you can be in a perfect relationship with somebody who is perfectly healed. Like, it's more about two people that are wounded and they're doing the best they can. But they really are a mirror and they really do expose you. And they really do bring out things in you that you didn't see in yourself and that you don't want to accept. And in your ego, you want to tell them what they should believe. And then they're putting up the same wall that you're putting up. And this is where relationships break off. And this is why I believe so much in like it working out and everything like that. So you could see the faultiness in my philosophy. But truly, like, for what it's worth, people really do create a mirror for you to see yourself through them. And I think, just to be more specific with the question, is I think the things that I've learned from my previous relationships is that I get really comfortable in them, and I just kind of like don't want to grow anymore. And I don't know if I'll be like that like right now, because I haven't been in a serious relationship in 3 years. So I was a different man back then. And then for the relationships before then, the same. But something I saw over and over again in my relationships was that, like, I just got really, really comfortable. And so I just came in like hot and, you know, just wanted to be the best. And then I get to that love point and I just don't want to grow anymore with them. And I just want to chill. So I don't know if anyone can relate to that or has experienced that, but you would have to, you know, take it apart and be like, it's not so much about the relationship, it's about any other person. It's about your own brokenness within yourself of how you don't want to even grow in your life. So if you don't want to grow in your life, why on earth would you want to grow in a relationship with someone else? And that's been one of my things that I've learned from previous relationships, is it's hard for me to keep spinning the wheel and inventing and trying and wanting to go out and do things with somebody, because I don't know if it's I become bored, but I think it's I become bored with myself, and then I just want to like just chill, you know, and I don't want to try anymore. And I think some of it is like other people would want to like just go into a different relationship when that happens, but instead I decide to like stay in one and just like let it die slowly, you know. And through that process of it dying slowly, like I want to try to like redeem it when it gets bad. So you come into a relationship, it's really good, you get really comfortable, it starts to die, and in the midst of the relationship falling apart, that's where I use it as fuel to sort of like win them back. It's pretty sick. But I mean, it's just my unhealthiness, guys. I mean, you wanted a podcast, you asked the question. I mean, fuck. But like I've never actively tried to like be in a relationship and then like let's get it going, like let's build this thing. It's always like, it's great, we fell in love, there was like this climax of love, and then it just goes all downhill from that. And then when it gets to a point where it's bad, I want to like win them back. And so it's almost like a self-inflicted self fantasy that I create in my head of like winning somebody back over. And that's been a theme in like every relationship, well, three relationships that I've been in. And it's like I want to create this like drama for me, for myself, right? This is very personal. Wow, this got real. But yeah, these are some problems within people, you know. And so you think about my own personal life, because again, what we learned from previous relationships was true in us the whole time. We just didn't see it, but they were a mirror for us, right? This is my initial point of the podcast. But I come out really good sometimes in life, in certain things. And again, I don't know how it'd be now, but I come out really good sometimes in life and in my adult years, and then things are great, and then I'll slowly begin to like get very comfortable, and I know it's falling down, but I don't care, and so I slowly self-sabotage it all the way down until like I can't anymore, and then I have to pick myself back up and create this redemption story. Whereas if I would have just accepted the growth that I had achieved and the climax of the story and just, you know, kind of rested in that and then started to build from that, it'd be a lot more stable. But my worlds and my thought process and my heart exist in like these massive extremes of like heightened highs and low lows, and it's like I need to go there to have like, I guess what you would call enchanted living. It's like I need to be living in those places. Things can't just be normal and good and you're like slowly building something and growing. It has to be like this massive transformation that happens and we won each other back and we fell back in love, and or he spent all his money and then he made a million, you know, or he like just threw out his gains and from the gym and gained 40 pounds and then lost 60, you know, or whatever it was. I'm just giving you a comment. Well, actually my examples, but there's more. But it's always been like these extremes. And so my biggest takeaway from relationships going into my next one is like, man, like tending it more like a garden and a flower. And yeah, there's going to be like some high moments and some low moments because that's what everyone feels. But like your goal is to get to a place where it's like stable and you're just like building it and you're just watering it. And there's some like really, really rainy days and there's some really sunny days. But like the flower isn't destroyed. It's not dying. And you're not willingly going out there and putting dirt on it to hurt it so that you can somehow clean it up again. Like that's just bad, you know. And your goal is to like tend to it and notice it and see it. And there will be times of like pulling away and separation and stuff, but your goal is to notice it and to be gentle with it and like try to win it back and call it back and not try to like do something subconsciously, purposefully, so that you can be a part of a new drama, but that you would like be active and trying to see it for what it is and try to tend to it and grow it and make it something, you know, that can last. So, oh man, relationships, there can be so much more said, guys, but I think those are the things that I've learned from my previous relationships and that I want to take in to my next one. And I think the biggest takeaway, if I could sum it up, is how to be stable, how to just be a stable person in a relationship, how to, I guess, be quote unquote normal and not have to destroy things and try to win them back, and just to be stable and to avoid comfort, to not get so comfortable because they said I love you and you guys love each other and now like that's it, I won, game over. But like, and then you have to go through the whole cycle again, but that you can just get to that point and like continue to grow it and not self-sabotage. So yeah, some elements here are self-sabotaging, comfort, regression, extremes, highs and lows. And my takeaways are like to be stable, to water the flower, to protect it, to actually be present to her, to what's happening, and to want to grow it, to get to that point of love and to continue to build upon it, right? And to not feel like you have to create drama, but to be okay with normalcy and then wait for the next high moment to come naturally and authentically. And to and to be open to being loved. Because I think so much of self-sabotaging comes from like, I'm not good enough. I don't have enough self-worth. I need to be fighting. I can't just be loved as I am, you know. There needs to be like a conquest of sorts. I hope all this makes sense to you and that I'm not alone in it. I'm sure there's so many things that you've learned from your previous relationships. But when that question is posed to you, you know, you'd have to admit that, because everything I'm talking about now is how I'm growing in my personal life, just me, right? These are all things that I personally have had to overcome in life, and then they impose themselves on people that I'm in love with, you know, along with what they're going through. So, all right, guys, that is a podcast episode, and so glad you listened to it. This was a more somber one, but what did you expect? And I hope you learned something for your own life and learned something more about me. to help you understand me better as your host. But I hope that if you do relate to me, that you would find some sort of wisdom in there, some sort of honey in those words to help you in your own journey. All right? But lovely, lovely rest of your Thursday. We'll talk again soon.